He is a man of legend, a man whose story may be larger than life, a renegade who history now looks upon as a catalyst to the Civil War. We're at Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, to recall John Brown's raid on the Federal Arsenal when the American countryside returns after this.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Creighton Waters is a native of the panhandle of West Virginia, a man who well knows the story of John Brown and his raid on the small town of Harper's Ferry just ahead of the Civil War.
Brown is an abolitionist from the North. He's against the institution of slavery. He's been active in the Kansas-Nebraska territories in 1855 and 1856, fighting against the expansion of slavery.
Brown captured the surprised Federal arsenal with ease. His men secured many of the buildings in the town and were now in charge of all rifles in one of the nation's largest stockhouses. They took hostages and waited for the slave insurrection to start, but it never began.
He didn't really get this huge slave revolt that he, in his mind, I think, perceived. And he's kind of pinned in here by townspeople and local militia units, and they really tie him up until Washington, D.C. can react to this.
And only 36 hours after it began, Brown was captured, ironically, by the man who would later fight for the state's right to keep slaves.
He is captured here by United States Marines led by Robert E. Lee and Jeb Stuart, among others, and he's tried and convicted and executed in Charlestown, which is just 5 miles down the road.
It was swift justice, with Brown executed only 2 months after the raid, but the raid was an event that helped spark the Civil War and urge others to push for civil rights. Today, this town of just a couple hundred people is barely a dot on the map, but the events of this place changed a nation and a world forever. Traveling the countryside in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.